Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The other day, I lost my car, and I feared my mind. I'd parked in an unfamiliar neighborhood. When it was time to go, I couldn't remember where. It took me half an hour to sort it out. Lately, I've been forgetting minor stuff, you know, names, dates. That's a little scary. I've always taken pride in my command of details. I'm not alone. Our president sometimes stumbles over words, loses his train of thought. His opponents have been trying to make age a campaign issue, with some success. Their leading candidate is only 3 years younger, but, they insist, a genius. In the past few weeks, the younger guy forgot the name of the town he was in. He said the president would lead us into World War II. Also, that he was president in mid-2021, that he ran against Barack Obama in 2016, and that George Bush's brother Jeb had once been president. Wrong on all counts. When Grandpa starts talking crazy, it's usually time to hide the car keys, put him in a home. That's probably not going to happen with our two leading presidential candidates. And maybe it shouldn't. Turns out, mild cognitive impairment, the name for what these guys seem to have, is normal in folks their age. Also, no big deal. It doesn't necessarily lead to Alzheimer's or vascular dementia or any of the debilitating diseases we think of as advanced senility. Instead, forgetfulness is something folks learn to live with, like an old sports injury or a new allergy. So we exercise more, drink less alcohol, do crossword puzzles. We make lists and find workarounds. Presidents have staffs. I'm putting an AirTag in my car so I can track it, as tech-savvy young people do. Americans live longer now, to 73 on average, up from 64 in 1990. We're also working longer, staying healthier. Mick Jagger still going strong at 80, Warren Buffett at 93, Glenn Barfoot ran Sunday's New York Marathon at age 87. He knew enough to pace himself. Indeed. This may be the first time in history when so many people, including some who want to govern us, have that crucial quality younger folks lack, wisdom. When you've seen a lot of life, you tend to avoid the old mistakes. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.